Hi, this is JJ Gatt from JennaSpeaks.com, from JJ Braids Belly Itch blog, and TagYaya.com, and Digital Publishing Academy, and Pignoir. I just do too much. Anyway, so I am bringing you another 10-minute podcast. It's been quite a while. I know you probably thought, all 10 of you loyal subscribers, thought that I have abandoned this podcast, but I have not. I've just been taking a break and had a series of personal and business and other family obligations that took priority over my life. And since this is a one-person operation that doesn't take much to do, but and doesn't have a staff other than myself, it's quite easy to put it aside when other things take priority. Anyway, so I am doing a quick little 10-minute podcast because I usually used to do them when I would get inspired by business lessons that I see in the world, and I would share my advice, my experience, my perspective from myself being a hustler and being out here in these self-employed entrepreneurial world for like going on, I believe, perhaps 2 decades now. Let me not take up too much time before my 10 minutes get up, but I am inspired to pen or to leave this podcast because of Kanye West's Easter service that happened yesterday, April 21st, 2019. So, I saw when it was billed that for Coachella Eastern Service, and I had seen articles float across my screen, and I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I try to keep up with the Kardashians because four of these Kardashian Jenner sisters I featured on my celebrity pregnancy blog, Kylie, Khloe, Courtney, and Kim, because they all have kids. So I keep up with their news. I have like a Google alert. So I knew for a while that Kanye was doing this, and he's have Easter services at his home, and so he had this big one at Coachella. So the news came out that 50,000 people attended. Now here's the thing about it: not just that they attended, but it looked like a lot of the people who were part of it were wearing these clothing that looked like Yeezy outfits or robes, and which is essentially just his, you know, he used these muted light browns and pastel purple and really muted colored clothing that look like robe-like, that are sheath and have no, that are boxy, no really shape and form, but I guess just for unisex purposes. Anyway, so all these people were wearing this thing, and he had like performers, Kid Cudi, Teyana Taylor, Chance the Rapper came through, DMX, who else? And Donald Glover. So he had a good number of people that flowed through there. And so it was like an experience, you know, and so people came out. It was amazing. And so people were saying it looked cult-like and given the clothing. And then in the end, they were all swaying back and forth. So it was reminiscing of Branch Davidian, Jim Jones, 1970s, religious cults, commune sort of situation that they had back in those days. So it was a lot of that. And a lot of people can't stand him. However, here's the deal. He was selling sweatshirts. And here's a business piece of it. No, it took forever. He was selling sweatshirts at $225 a pop and selling socks. This is Jesus Walks, which is one of his very famous popular songs from early, you know, middle of his career, for $50, these wool socks and these shirts that says Holy Spirit. They didn't look like they had much of a design element to it, you know, but in his own, you know, design eclectic sort of, you know, artisan the sign of the beholder and all of his easy, it's kind of like with on brand with his other stuff anyway. And so he has a cult following of, and he shows at New York Fashion Week, and he showed in Paris, and he's, you know, has some success with his partnership with Adidas. Anyway, so he sold these clothes and people were buying them up. But you think about the market of Coachella, there a lot of them are rich kids, like young kids with a lot of expendable income and wealthy enough to purchase 1 to 2 day tickets to Coachella. So that's that. And they look like the type of people who were the ones that were ripped off by the Fyre Festival, because they just have so much income that, you know, they, you know, spend $50,000 on a luxury trip that's billed as an exclusive thing that, you know, only the few lucky few fortunate privileged would get to go to. Anyway, so the end of the day, the business lesson there is not so much that Kanye West ask for all this money for people. And it seemed outrageous because people, they just see him as this outrageous figure that says a lot of crazy things. And he has wild politics and he flips backs and forwards and he overshares on a lot about his life, his personal life, his finances, his business, his, you know, shared, which is really good about his mental health and what he was going through. So you can learn a lot from him. But even though, so because of everything that was going on, he just seems like a mess to a lot of people and people can't get him. However, what is brilliant in him, I like his music. I follow his music from his college dropout days, his first album all the way through. And I listen to them regularly and I get inspired by them. And so I'm a fan. I was a fan for a while. I fell out of fandom recently with the political stuff. It was like I was holding on. I was one of my last friends that liked him and was holding on. And then that stuff just made it hard to, you know, stay true. It's, you know, so I'm just like, ugh, you know, anyway. So anyway, come back to the business lesson is there. And the business lesson to me in that is that you can, once you establish a demand, once you determine, create a product and the demand for a product, whether it's an artificial demand, whether it's based on hype, because there are a lot of people, a lot of these influencers out here, they make money off of the people who are inspired to and aspirational and see their life and see it fantastic and see them traveling and want to be like them and dress like them. And so it's, a lot of it is not even, you know, accurate. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of behind the scenes. You know, every once in a while, one of these influencers will come clean and they leave the industry and they say it was so fake. And so there'd be like 4 or 5 articles out there, old influencers that change their mind and say that everything they've been doing has been fake. And so notwithstanding that fact, there's still lots and lots of them doing the same thing and they have millions and millions of followers still following them and still hustling them, essentially, for lack of a better word, by, you know, selling them this dream. So that's what it is. You sell someone something, whether it's a demand, whether it's artificial, it's with some of the influencer stuff, or whether it's something that they really need. Like in the startup culture, you determine, is there a product that's missing? Is there a need for something that doesn't exist? And you create that product. So whether it's a real need or whether it's an artificial need based on aspiration, whatever it is, you create a demand. Once you determine the demand, then you price your product whatever you want to price it. Because if there's a demand, people will purchase it. Whether or not there's competition or not, the whole thing about it is have the chutzpah to say, if there's a demand, there's a product, I'm going to create it. Now, if the market doesn't bite and the market doesn't ding, and then you learned your lesson. You either lower the price points or you reconfigure or you add something else or you do something different. But I think the people who are most successful, like Kanye, say there's a demand for my product and they just price it what they want to price it, what they think they can. And then it works. It really does. It works. And then they get off. Because I think a lot of us sell ourselves short. We have knowledge or we have skills. We have marketable services or abilities to create certain products and we put a lot of effort into them. But then when it comes time to pricing, we get nervous. We think that people aren't going to buy and we think that, you know, if we price it too much, it's going to price out the market, or we'll price ourselves out the market and we won't have any customers. And that has happened. I know it happened to me, but I think, you know, it's not just about attitude and the man. It's actually, once you have confidence in what you've done and you feel like there's a market for it and you put it out there and you do your best, you put your best work out there, I really do believe you price as you want to and people will purchase it and you will do well. And it's not for everyone. So even if you had a product that was like $1,000 a pop, for example, Nipsey Hussle, the late Nipsey Hussle, sold his mixtape for $100, which is a lot of money for one mixtape. But he said, you know, I'm going to do that. So if I just sell like 10, I'll make like 10, you know, I made like, was it $100, I'll make like $10,000. So I don't need, there'll be thousands of people that turn their nose and be like, nah, I can't afford it. And no, but all he needs is 100 people to say yes. And he's got $10,000. So with that in saying, I'm going to wrap this up because I think, oh yeah, I'm not even 10 minutes. Anyway, with that, I say then that the lesson in Yeezy's $225 hoodies and $50 socks is that you have to believe in your own hype, create a quality product, create a demand, and once you create a demand, that really is it. That's all you need. Earlier today, a friend of mine was joking because I said I went to Vegas and some random woman, it looks like she was Japanese, came to me and asked me for a picture. And back then, I was like, I was flattered. I was like, oh, she probably thought I'm a famous blogger. Just joking around, I posted it. It was about 2 years ago, 2017. And so after 2017, I joined a few travel websites. And in these travel websites, ones with black travelers, a lot of them were saying that that was common when they go to exotic places or places where the black population is like 0.01%, that people stare, but then a lot of people also want pictures with them, and they engage them every once in a while, and initially, after a while, it just gets too much, and they're like, no, and they have the meme mugs, like, and the thing about it, they're just exotic, and they haven't seen them, so they want to take a picture, but then I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like an animal, like, you know, it seemed like an invasion, you know, sort of like invasive, you know, people just to ask for a picture. Anyway, so a friend of mine was saying, why don't you just charge them $5, $10 if I wear hip-hop gear, $15 if I put on a hoop earrings, just, you know, all your stereotypes you have about black people, let me do that for you and make a killing. He was joking, but in essence, if there's a demand, if people really want, so many people ask for your picture, why not ask them for money? And if they say no, that's fine, and then that's great, you get away. But what if they say yes? Then you discover. So that comes back to just once there, you determine there's demand for something, you charge for it and get what you want. Anyway, that's it. Jenna Speaks is 10 minutes, a little bit over my 10 minutes podcast. I hope this was helpful for someone who's out there who's creating a product or something out and not quite sure they should be pricing it at a certain amount of money. Price what you want. Price what you think you can. Don't sell yourself short. Sell yourself short. Anyway, so thank you, Kanye, for inspiring this 10-minute podcast reboot that I haven't had for a while. Anyway, seeing you around the web. I'm creating a web course called 7-Day Blog Launch. So many friends have asked me to help them launch their blog, so I decided to turn it into a 7-Day Challenge. It's free. I'm going to start in about a week. I was going to start this week, but then it's Easter week, so I didn't want to interfere with people away for travel and things like that. And then I also want to give myself some more time to market it and fine-tune it. So if you want to join it, I'm going to post a link in this podcast to the where you can sign up for it, and I'll see you around. I'm going to create a Facebook page for members as well, and then we're also going to, there's an A to Z blogging directory that comes when you sign up, so you get a goodies, you get a Facebook group, and I guess that's it, and you get a blog if you haven't created one. All right, take care. It's JJ Gap, JennaBespeaks.com, JJBraids.com, BellyHBlog.com, TechYaya.com, PigNoir.com, Digital Publishing Academy, and also I am the founder, creator of Black Women Tech, 200 Black Women to Follow on Twitter in Tech. Yeah, that's a lot. Bye.